Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Joining us on the line right now is Joe DeGeneva. Joe, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Good morning.
All right, so I want to start out by talking about this case in Rockville that has caught the attention of everybody in this region, and actually beyond this region. It's been a national story as well. The two defense attorneys, one has made the statement that this is the person who represents the 18-year-old in this Rockville rape case, says, well, it was consensual, which to me was sort of a smear and attack on the credibility of the victim. And then the other one says, well, there's all this hysteria surrounding this, and you know why? Donald Trump. So is this just defense attorneys doing what defense attorneys do to distract and to take away attention from the horrible crime?
It's what some defense attorneys do. It's not what all defense attorneys do. But this is pure sleaze. This is distraction. Blame the victim. Blame anybody but the guy who perpetrated the rape in this instance. By the way, I mean, what's interesting about this is the reason they're claiming consent is that even though she's 14 years old, and is under the legal age of consent in Maryland, she nonetheless is the accused rapist is 18, and there's like 3 years and 20 months or an 8 months difference, which means that under the law in Maryland, the brilliant Maryland legislature, you can actually claim consent if you're sufficiently within a zone of 4 years difference. This is welcome to Maryland. Giving these guys the opportunity to do this. There are two bad people in this. The rapist, the alleged rapist, the lawyer making a fool of himself, and then the third bad party is the Maryland State Legislature.
Well, there has to be a cutoff, though. I would assume most states have some kind of law of what is consensual and what is not. And if there is a cutoff, some people are going to fall within a month of that cutoff. That's just the way it is. So is it really their fault? I mean, can you really blame them?
Sure. Absolutely, I can. It's a bad law. It shouldn't exist. This should be left to the discretion of a prosecutor. If somebody's 18 and somebody's 14 and a prosecutor says, you know, I think this is a bad case, that's how you deal with this. You don't make it a law for every case.
Okay. Because I don't know. That just never struck me that way before, so I have to think about it differently.
Yeah, but you've been surprised at how this thing has resonated, Joe?
Not at all. You have a willing media, always ready to blame the victim nationally. I mean, look, and of course, it's all Trump's fault. And honest to God, if Trump weren't there, they'd blame George Bush for this rape. So, I mean, just this is ludicrous. We are living in bizarre times. And when you combine it with the foolishness about Obamacare that the Freedom Caucus is responsible for up to its scuppers, you end up with atmospherics like this that are very bad. Instead of victory laps, you take loss laps.
Yeah, and we had Mayor de Blasio in New York. You know, I guess you heard this since you're laughing. There was a black gentleman who was killed, 66 years old. He was murdered by a younger man who just self-describes as a white supremacist. And de Blasio came out and said it's because of Trump's atmosphere of hate.
Yeah, well, that is why it was so important for the president to get a victory in the Obamacare repeal and replace. And that's why the people in the Freedom Caucus who denied him that victory should be ashamed of themselves, every single one of them. What a disgraceful, stupid political move. It shows that these guys don't understand how you govern. You support your president, for God's sake. Democrats never would have done this to their president.
But we got Obamacare because they wouldn't do it to their president. So is it better to go walk away and go back to the drawing board and do it right?
No, this is it. Let me just tell you something. This was the largest entitlement reform and spending reduction in decades. There was $1 trillion of budget savings, which meant you could have real tax reform. Now, you can't have real tax reform. You know why? Because you have to pay for it. You have to show that you have surpluses in order to make the cuts. Now you cannot have that. This is what the Freedom Caucus did was so stupid. They could have had time. They could have negotiated with the Senate. They could have asked for concessions. No, this was it. It's not going to leave the House. God, what fools. What utter fools.
Well, turning our attention to the United States Senate now, it does appear that Democrats are going to mount some kind of filibuster against Gorsuch and the nomination. But what do you think that we're headed toward the nuclear option?
There's no doubt. Now, the Republicans in the Senate have signaled through veiled comments that if the Democrats filibuster, seriously, a real filibuster, it's over. It's 51 votes, and he's on the court.
Might they allow a short filibuster, just let people vent and get it out of their system?
They'll make a few speeches, and then they will relent and allow a vote to proceed. They will get the 60 votes for cloture because the Democrats realize they cannot afford to go to 51 votes on this nominee. I hope they actually do filibuster, and I hope they go to 51. We should have gone to 51 at the beginning of the session for both Supreme Court nominees and legislation, because if 51 had been the number, when they were doing the Obamacare legislation in the House, they could have sent over a full bill and not worried about budget reconciliation and all the nonsense that goes along with that for taxes.
Right.
They had a full bill, full taxes, everything would have been done, but we don't. We have 60 votes in the Senate still.
And one last thing here. There is a Virginia judge, U.S. District Court Judge Anthony Trenga, who has backed Donald Trump on his travel ban. Does this change anything?
Well, it only gives the president support for his position. The judge ruled that the president has the authority under the Constitution and legislation to control who is allowed to come into this country. That's not a surprising ruling. What's surprising is how bad the Ninth Circuit rulings are. You have to go read the dissent of the five justices from the judges from the Ninth Circuit to see how truly awful the rulings by Watson and Robarts and the judges on the Ninth Circuit really are. They ignored the law. They ignored the Constitution. The president actually ultimately will win in the Supreme Court, even without Judge Gorsuch. This is an 8-0 case when it gets to the Supreme Court, because the writing by the Ninth Circuit and the other district judges who ruled against the president is so bad and so sophomoric and so pathetic in its legal reasoning that even this Supreme Court will rule 8-0 in favor of President Trump.
All right, we're going to leave it there, Joe. Joe DeGenova, our legal analyst, it's good to have you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.